Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm your co-host, Kim.
And all right.
So it's Sunday night. Late. Sorry, we haven't been on in the last couple of days. This weekend just got away from us.
Yeah.
Time just got away. We planned on doing it.
Just watching football.
Yeah.
Just watching football. And watching football is what I did, and watching football is what happened. The Philadelphia fucking Eagles, the underdog Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Upset. The Atlanta Falcons.
It was definitely an upset.
What was the score? 10-15? Yeah, 10-15. 10-15.
I was staying out of the living room in case they lost. I was staying away from there.
It wasn't what I thought it was going to be, but it kind of was what I thought it was going to be. They did everything I thought they should do.
You said they played the Nick Foles strengths.
And that's all they needed to do, and that's exactly what they did. They used plays that
they ran the ball more. You said Chip Kelly's plays, right?
Some of Chip Kelly's plays.
Yeah.
Some of Chip Kelly's. The main thing they did was they committed to the run. They committed to the run. I mean, I took some fucking notes and shit about that. But we'll get into that.
No, not just notes. He took a play-by-play of the whole entire game.
You know, I mean, I had to. Just in case I was preparing for a loss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was preparing
for a loss, but hoping for a win.
Basically, I was hoping for a win. And preparing for a loss.
Yeah.
But when it came down to it, they got it done. My birds got it done. And that's all that fucking matters. We're playing in an NFC championship game in Philadelphia.
Yep.
At 6:40
on Sunday.
Next Sunday. Well, this Sunday coming up. Sunday coming up at 6:40.
Hopefully they'll go into the Super Bowl, which we'll be taking a road trip to Minnesota to go see.
Let's not count our chickens before they hatch.
Why not? Hey.
I think we're going to win. I know we're going to win, but they still have to win because we've been, as an Eagles fan, we've lost quite a few championship
games. Too many times,
quite a few championship games.
Got into this game many times and then couldn't take it all the way, so.
I'm tripping. All right, the Patriots and
Jacksonville. Patriots
and Jacksonville.
They're going to the next game. It's Patriots and Jacksonville.
Patriots and Jacksonville are in the other
Jacksonville beat Pittsburgh.
Game.
Yeah.
Jacksonville beat
that was an upset, too.
In a barn burner. I think it was 45-43.
You know what?
45-42. New England destroyed Tennessee. I wasn't shocked by that. They won by three touchdowns.
It wasn't New England.
That was 35-14.
It wasn't New England. It was
destroyed Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm thinking Jacksonville.
Destroyed Tennessee.
You're right.
What do you want to do? You want to do your news today?
The current news, the last time I heard it.
Our little current event.
Yesterday.
Quick current event.
Yeah, like I just woke up yesterday morning, and on the TV, there was after this crazy, I don't know if he was crazy or not, who knows, but this guy up the street from us who, there was like a 13-hour standoff, and the guy ended up dead. Then I wake up the next morning to hear on the news that some guy on a bus, like took the bus driver, held him at gunpoint. There was like 40 or 50 people on a bus and crazy. What is the world coming to? Can't even get on a bus anymore.
Somebody's fucking taking the bus hostage.
Where was that? It was like,
what the fuck is going on here?
Where was it at? In Detroit or something like that? You can't even get on a bus.
I'm not sure exactly where
you can't walk down the street. You can't even get on a bus.
You can't get to a PTA meeting.
You can't
beat
go
up
to
by
PTA
a cop
meeting.
At a PTA meeting.
Geez, where can you go?
Like, in the house.
Right? That's
Stay
about it.
Stay in the
it.
Fucking house.
Not even that. Things are crazy.
Stay in the house and shoot at the cops. Basically works.
Yeah. You basically stay in your house. No, they'll get in eventually.
That's what's best for everybody. Just stay in the house and start popping off at the cops. like some young man did here.
They're going to get in eventually. The cops are going to get in eventually. And then what?
Yeah, well, they'll take you into custody and say that they're taking you to the hospital, and then you're dead later.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was looking up the reports the other day on that incident, because I'm like, yeah, they said that the guy was in custody. And then all of a sudden, like an hour later, it popped up that they found him in the house dead. Now, come on. I'm like, they shot him. And they just don't want to admit it. They shot him. So I was looking stuff up because I wanted to show you how it said that they had him in custody. Not only did it say, the one news story said that they had him in custody, but that he was also injured. They didn't know the extent of his injuries, but they weren't taking him to the hospital. And then an hour later, he was dead. They found him in the house dead.
But first, they had him in custody. And then secondly, they found him dead.
Right.
Which story is it?
Right.
Somebody's got some explaining
to
do.
They don't add up. And then they just had some random woman in the house, like, that was sitting there the whole time while this guy's busting rounds out the window. Like, what's she doing, watching him? Like, hey, honey, are you done shooting yet? You're going to come watch the news with me? Like, what's she doing? Just sitting there while he's going nuts?
I don't know what the fuck that's going. I don't know if he's going nuts, but.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean,
he definitely has something to prove.
For a 24-year-old to just start bucking off at, not even bucking off at the cops, because he was bucking off before they got there, apparently. Just to start shooting. I mean.
It is what
I'm
it is.
I'm 35, and I wouldn't just start shooting at.
I mean, it doesn't matter your age. It's just about, like, why would you start shooting at the fucking cops in the first place? And if you...
Unless you had death wish or wanted to go to jail.
Unless you wanted the cops to kill you.
Yeah.
But they were going to kill you regardless after you fucking had them
out
there
for
13
hours. Shot
them out
there for 13 hours, yeah.
And decided that...
this dude got me out here. Like,
yeah, and they had to cancel school.
Past my bedtime.
They had to cancel school
and
shit.
Yeah, they canceled the whole school for the whole town. And all the high schools, like...
Every school, elementary, every school was canceled, and so somebody, I guess he had to pay.
Because they were in the Black Horse Pike School District, they closed Triton, Highland, and they closed all three high schools. Even though they're not Highland and Triton aren't around here, they couldn't close one without closing the other.
Well, I guess, I don't know. I guess it was conflicting reports. Now, if that was me, popping off at the fucking porks.
Yeah, I would have made sure they got in here and took you out a long time ago.
Exactly. It wouldn't have been a standoff.
And
they
shot in the head.
They smoked me.
Mm-hmm.
They would have smoked me. But what they would have, what wouldn't have happened was they wouldn't have taken me alive.
Right.
And even if I wanted to be taken alive, even if I was laying on the ground, butt naked, with my hands tied behind my back, they still would have found a reason to shoot me.
Yeah, definitely.
Or me or any other African-American in this country would have been smoked by the cops.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even have waited to come in. They would have came in and firing shots.
Yeah. Shoot first, ask questions later.
And I'm like, oh, who was that guy?
Wait a minute.
He
wasn't the gunman.
Yeah, for real. That's basically what they would have did.
You could have you and a white guy standing next to you and I'll automatically shoot you first.
Wait a minute.
The white guy was the gunman. Come here, sir.
You want to touch on that
7-Eleven
raid?
Oh, yeah. So Donald Trump has got ICE. It's whoever ICE is, basically immigration, going around raiding 7-Elevens. Supposedly, they hit 100 7-Elevens the other day. And they arrested 21 illegal immigrants that were working at 7-Eleven.
Poor
immigrants.
Poor
that are just
Hindus.
Just trying to make a better life for themselves.
Well,
they're Mexicans.
I mean,
most of them are Mexicans.
Were they Mexicans?
Yeah, because he said he's going to put a brick, like a wall up between us and Mexico.
Everybody knows he wants to put the wall, but are you sure those hit? I've never seen a Mexican working at 7-Eleven.
I don't know.
No.
Well, I mean,
no,
not around here. They haven't hit around here.
I mean,
they
understand.
Hit like, but he said that was the first and many, many. They're going to be raiding companies, big and small, to get all the illegals out of here. Like, illegal. Like, you have nothing better to do than worry about these poor illegal people that are just trying to make a better life for themselves and send money home to their families. They're just trying to take care of their family.
I mean, I really don't give a fuck if they're here or not. As long as they're not starting trouble.
Right. Who cares?
Like, if you
they
want to
do, they're
trouble,
doing the shit work that we don't want to do. Honestly, to be honest with you, they're doing the crappy jobs that we don't want to do.
Don't let's not get too far here.
Yeah.
I mean, I would take a job at 7-Eleven.
I'm not just speaking about 7-Eleven. Like,
all you can eat nachos. all you can drink Slurpees.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Slurpees.
All you can eat fucking chili out of a bag.
Yeah, some old ass hot dogs that have been up there all day.
Hot dogs
brown,
on a roller.
Yeah, brown hot dogs.
Mystery chicken. Like, you sure you wouldn't work at 7-Eleven? I would.
I would work at 7-Eleven.
Okay, so why? They got those jobs.
Now, when
I've never went to a 7-Eleven and seen where an American actually owned the fucking place.
Well, apparently the Americans do own it. That's why not too long ago when they raided it, they took all of the Indians out and there were all white people in there now because the Indians were selling stuff like crack pipes and things that they were illegal stuff, paraphernalia that they weren't supposed to be selling. So the corporation, the 7-Eleven Management Corporation, went in, took over, and got rid of all those people.
Yeah, but now those fucking
management.
Hindus got those, oh, excuse me, all those Hindus got those fucking 7-Elevens back now. They got them all back.
I don't know about all of them.
I haven't seen an American working at a 7-Eleven in a while now.
Well, though, you only go to one 7-Eleven.
I've been to like
person.
Three different 7-Elevens.
There's not many 7-Elevens around. Because if you go to the one near my mom's house, it's all white people.
I don't go to that one.
Yeah, exactly. It's all white people. And any of the rest of them, like, closed down. Be one near my old job. That closed.
Well, they still turn into convenience stores, even if they do close down. They're
fucking, that one, they turned into a...
What's the other fucking Hindu...
Pantry thing? Mart.
Pantry.
Yeah. Cumberland Farm.
Quickie Mart.
Yeah.
Quickie Stop.
Mm-mm-mm. Hey. I want to know why... The illegal, not the illegal, why the immigrants have it better than we do. I work my butt off. And
I mean, I don't know if they got it better than us.
Well, they, look, I said, they own every gas station. They own every convenience store, every laundromat. You know what I mean? Think
I
about
mean,
it.
They got every Chinese restaurant.
Every
but,
Chinese restaurant.
They got it better.
I mean, I don't know about better, but where are they getting this money from? Like, I work. I have a good job. I make decent money. I work my butt off for everything I have, but I ain't got no store. I ain't got no laundromat. I barely got a vehicle.
I mean, where do they get the money from?
Exactly. Where are they getting this money from?
I guess they share it with their...
Is that another thing that they were getting when they came to our country?
I guess they keep it in the family. Like, that's what it seems like for the most part.
They definitely do. They definitely do keep it in their family. Well, I know there's one lady that works my job. She came from Russia. When she came here, her and her husband and her son came here. They were the first. They came over here. Then they helped the rest of their family come over.
Well, that's what they do for the most part. They fucking help.
Bring their family with them.
They
They come first.
They
check
come
it out.
And then they
eventually
send
the rest of
their
families come too.
But I don't know exactly how that passing 7-Elevens down from fucking
family to family. No, family because family. They're not owned by them. It's just management. The owners are somebody different.
What do you mean the owners somebody different?
I don't think they don't. Yeah, I think the owners of 7-Eleven is one. I think it's a main person.
It's just like McDonald's. You have a corporation.
It's either a franchise.
Or you have an owner operated. And all the Indian ones are owner operated.
Or they can be franchised where anybody, you know what I mean, they'll have different owners for every different McDonald's you see, which is not the case.
I don't know. I've never. I've never thought or wondered why Hindus have.
Really?
Is that a derogatory
not
term?
Just, yes.
It's Hindu?
Yes.
Why is it derogatory?
Because.
If I ask them, what are you are? I'm like, hey, what's your nationality?
I'm
Hindu.
You think it
I'm Hindu.
They say Hindu, they say Indian or whatever.
No, they say, I'm Hindu. I'm Punjabi. Mm-hmm. I'm Punjabi. I'm a Hindu.
I've never heard anyone
not,
say Hindu.
Yeah, they're fucking Hindus. What else would I ask?
Indians.
That's derogatory.
Why?
That's a slap in the face.
Why?
Because they're not Indians. They're Hindus.
What are they? What's a Hindu?
A 7-Eleven owner. That's
okay,
a Hindu.
What does Hindu mean?
That's a gas station.
I guess it's fine. It says, please feel proud. Please feel proud of being a Hindu.
Yeah, told you they're fucking Hindus. But
I guess when I say
fucking Hindu, maybe that's derogatory.
I think that fucking is the derogatory thing, not the Hindu part.
Fucking Hindu, maybe that's derogatory.
Oh
but
yeah, Hinduism.
I told you they're fucking Hindus.
You're right. I guess
Hindus. Now I didn't say something nasty like. you know, all the nasty stuff that you could say about them. Like, you know.
Yeah. Europe or Europeans. It's that it refers to people of the Indus Valley living along the course of the Indus River. See, I learned something new today.
See?
Totally. I always thought Hindi was like cracker. You know what I mean? Like, it is like a bad thing to say.
No, Hindu is a nice word. That's exactly what they're calling them.
Indian.
Calling them an Indian. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is.
They already are.
They are what they are.
White.
Like Chinese people or Asian.
They're
you wouldn't call them.
They're
chinks. You can't say chinks.
They're chinks. Like, they are.
No, you can't say chinks.
They are.
Chinks is a derogatory form, and it's a hate word.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's
say
not.
That to a Chinese Asian. I won't even say Chinese.
They probably wouldn't even
say that
understand.
To an Asian person. Call them a fucking chink.
They probably wouldn't
they
even
think.
Understand what I was saying. I'll ask the doctor on my job tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dr. Lee.
You're gonna get fired.
No, he won't fire me. Dr. Lee, are you a chink? He said, yes. He has no idea what I'm saying anyway.
Who?
The acupuncture doctor for my job.
Yeah, okay.
He doesn't really know what I'm saying anyway.
You're gonna get fired.
Oh, and on top of that, guess who's trying to make a comeback after 20-something years of, taking her bat out and knocking people out at the knees? Nancy Kerrigan is trying to make a comeback. Apparently.
Nancy Kerrigan.
Nancy Kerrigan. Tanya Harding. Tanya Harding.
Nancy Kerrigan was the victim.
Yeah. Tanya Harding's husband had this poor innocent Nancy Kerrigan taken out at the knees so that she didn't win. I think she ended up winning anyway.
No, she didn't win.
I don't know. She's been on the news, Tanya Harding.
Nancy Kerrigan was the
I know
the victim.
Yeah, she's the victim.
Tanya Harding's husband was the one that fucking bashed Nancy Kerrigan's knee.
Yeah, but Tanya Harding had her do it. There's no way her husband did that without her knowing it.
Why? Why me? Why me?
Right. That's all I remember.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Tanya Harding went to jail for that.
I thought she did.
I thought she went to the slammer for that shit.
I thought she did until her husband. I thought her husband confessed.
She's a fat bitch now. Look at her.
It was 1991.
Oh wow, look at this chubby bitch.
She's silver medalist.
She's
1991.
She's not skating anymore.
She says she is.
Yeah, she's fucking skating. If she's not playing ice hockey, she's not skating anywhere.
Yeah,
she's a mess.
Tanya Harding doesn't deserve victim status. Are you kidding me?
I mean,
Nancy
she was
Kerrigan
a victim.
Was the victim in that hideous 1994 attack in Detroit by a hitman.
A hitman.
As she practiced. Yeah, she practiced. The hitman was Tanya Harding's husband. Come on now.
Like, really? I guess anything to win. I mean, anything to win. I guess that's what you would do, like, to win.
So I guess they have made a movie about Tanya Harding, and it's called I, Tanya. Right? It said, as I watched the display, I thought, how weird is this? Since when is Tanya Harding a sympathetic figure instead of a thuggish bully convicted of a felony, hindering a prosecution and covering up a crime? Which is exactly what she is. She's a bully.
I don't think she's a bully. She's
not a
just
bully.
Trying to win. She wants to win. She wants to fucking win.
And she would go to any lengths to do it, clearly.
Have you ever wanted to win something so bad?
It's not so bad that I'd have a hitman take out my competition.
Hitman slash husband?
But see, I don't have that competitiveness that some people have, that drive that they have to win. They have to win. God forbid they don't win. I don't have that. It's okay if I don't win.
So
I'm okay with it.
So you're used to losing?
I'm okay with losing. Yeah, most of the time, yeah. Most of the time. Maybe that's why I've learned to accept it.
You just learned to accept losing?
I'm just learning to accept losing.
I mean, she felt like Tanya Harding.
Was better than her.
Was better than her. And
that's
she was
exactly
her only threat for her between her and a gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
And she decided to break the bitch's leg. I mean,
right.
I get
if
that.
If she took out the competition, she
you
would win by default.
I mean, how can you get mad at that? Like, she
well,
wanted to win.
She wanted to win so bad that she.
And I think she gets an applause for that.
Oh yeah, right. No way. You better stop that applause.
She deserves.
Yeah, no.
If you're willing to fucking go to that length to win,
really,
you deserve it.
Are you kidding me?
I applaud her.
No.
If you're not trying, if you're not, well, in football they say,
in the end,
if you're not cheating, you're not trying. You have to.
I was 8 years old. Happened in 1991. I was nine years old. So I remember it vaguely, the incident. So I don't remember if she won or not. Like, I don't remember how it worked. I know, I thought it was right before the Olympics happened.
No, it was like the Olympic.
It said she's practicing.
Who to make the Olympic team? It was to whoever made the Olympic team.
But it says she's got a silver medal.
Who?
Tonya Harding.
I think she lost. I don't think she won anyway after cheating and everything.
Yeah, she got kicked out. Like, now she's not even. She got kicked out of the figure skating corporation or whatever.
She had a reality show.
Did she?
Yeah. Yeah, she had a reality show after that. Shit. She got famous. Wow, she's fucking ugly.
Oh, look. She's not even. She's listed as an actress.
Oh, now she's an actress. I've seen her in different movies.
Yeah, now she's an actress, really?
I've seen her in different movies, like, as, like, I thought they were jokes. I thought they were jokes and shit, but, you know, it is what it is.
Is that what you got to do to get ahead in this world? Take somebody out at the kneecap?
You got to win. I mean, anything to win, fuck it.
Yeah. Would you go to those links to win?
Depends on how bad I want to win. And depends on what I was trying to win. You know, like
if you were trying to win the Super Bowl.
Yes. If I knew taking out Case Keenum was going to be between the Eagles making the Super Bowl.
That would guarantee you make it to the Super Bowl.
I would do it, you know, because it's always this.
E-A-T-L-E-S Eagles! E-A-T-L-E-S Eagles!
Yes, it is. It definitely is.
Always that. That's what it is.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't
this
fucking matter.
This guy screaming at the TV so much that our poor neighbors upstairs came running down the steps to see if, like, they came flying down the steps when the Eagles won that game yesterday. Like, oh, my God, what's going on?
I mean.
Probably thought somebody was getting murdered down here.
It is what it is, man. Eagles, it's just always Eagles, man.
You're
it doesn't
very,
matter.
Very passionate about the
matter.
Eagles.
It doesn't matter.
Very passionate
it's about
the
Eagles.
It's
all about the Eagles. Oh.
Very passionate about the Eagles.
Want to talk about some Marvel movies? Shit, talk about the Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, apparently the Black Panther has already sold more tickets than any other Marvel movie ever has. And it's still not even coming out for 2 weeks. It's still got
2 weeks?
A month, sorry. It's got a...
No.
The 14th, 15th, no. 16th, sorry. Around February 16th. Still got a month left. And they've already exceeded the box office and passed every other Marvel DC movie ever in ticket sales. And the movie's not even out yet. Pre-ticket sales. I guess a lot of people want to see that movie, huh?
Everybody
they're buying their tickets a month ahead of time just to make sure they get a seat.
Everyone wants to know where that Soul Stone is.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. Everybody wants to see that where that Soul Stone is. Yo, if you think that's fucking crazy, wait till fucking... Avengers Infinity War comes out.
I mean,
I bet you that smashes every box office record in the history of box office records.
And not just that, like Black Panther's coming out at a good time. Like, there's really nothing on TV right now. There's really no good movies coming out right now. I mean, there's a couple okay ones that I would like to see after they're out in the movies, like, but not something I'd pay money and go see. Like, there's nothing like I dying to see that I would pay money to go see right now.
Proud Mary. I'd go see Proud Mary.
I mean, I didn't even see the preview for it. So
you haven't seen the previews for Proud Mary?
Mm-mm.
At all?
Nah.
It's been on fucking TV for quite, it's on like every other commercial.
Is it?
Every other commercial.
Well, football's been on the TV all weekend.
Yeah, but they do have commercials.
I don't know. I've been watching it.
They do have commercials.
I'm either playing a game or pretending to wash the dishes or something. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
I'll have to check it out. I wanted to talk about the Eagles' best drive of the game real quick.
Of course you did.
Of course. Always. always.
E-A-T-L-E-S Eagles!
Yes. All right.
Why Eagles fly go?
I should have, but maybe that's at the end. But I wanted to talk about, let's see, where were we at?
I think it's better when we don't use this.
Fourth quarter. Yeah. Fourth quarter, but I just want to, so shit that I don't forget. The fourth quarter, second drive of the game, the Eagles' best drive of the game. We got it to second and eight, and then we got a first down on a slant to Alshon Jeffries. Nick Foles is starting to come into his own. Okay, then, boom. Another first down to Jeffries. Boom. Then another first down to Jeffries. Boom. Then another first down to Zach Ertz. Boom. Then another first down to Torrey Smith. Boom. Then we got a third down where fucking Ajayi drops the fucking pass. And then we kicked the field goal. We went up 12-10. And I believe that was our drive of the game. That was our drive of the game, and that's the game. That's what basically won the game for us.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O! Yeah, see, I don't know. I mean, the game started off a little. He started off great. The first pass started off really good. Well, he dropped it.
A dunk. No, it was a dunk.
Yeah, and then
it was a pass interference call.
The second one, he. And then it was a fumble. I'm like, oh, God, this game is down. Like, I wanted the Eagles to win, but I really did not think they were going to. I'll be honest with you. I did not think they were going to win that game. I really didn't. So I was staying out of the living room because I knew you were, like, screaming at the TV. I'm like, oh, God, if the Eagles lose this game, he's going to be so disappointed.
Yeah.
I was shocked when I heard that they won.
We pulled it out.
I was really shocked.
Foles was 23 of 30 for 260 yards. You know, you can't ask him to play much better than that. That's like almost completing every fucking pass. You know what I'm saying? He only had 7 incompletions out of 30 fucking passes.
Yeah.
You can't knock him for that.
No,
you can't
knock
him for that. And then.
And truthfully, he's never even played in a playoff game before, has he? Didn't you say it was him, Case Keenum, Florida quarterbacks? Like.
Oh, yeah. It was this. Well, this is what it was. Well, Case Keenum has been starting all year, and so is Blake Bortles. But Nick Foles will be the fourth quarterback in NFL history to start a conference championship game with 3 or fewer regular season starts. And the other quarterbacks that this happened to be was Jeff Hostetler, Doug Williams, and I'm not sure the third one. I think it's Staubach.
Because honestly, Nick Foles only played last 2 games of the season.
And all 3 of those quarterbacks won Super Bowl. All 3 of those quarterbacks.
That's a sign.
He'll be the fourth quarterback to start a conference championship game with 3 or fewer regular season starts.
Also, you got
and all 3 of those quarterbacks won the Super Bowl.
Say what you said earlier about how 2008 or 2009, they played against each other. They played against Atlanta or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
In Jacksonville.
I just put this together. All right. The last time the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, and this, I might be wrong, but the Eagles.
It's usually not about the Eagles.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean,
we'll see.
This is like kind of like some karma shit. Yes. Like, not karma shit, but some like coincidence shit.
Yeah.
The last time the Eagles played in the Super Bowl, the first game, and in the second round, they played the Minnesota Vikings. They beat the Minnesota Vikings. The second game, they played the Atlanta Falcons. In the championship game, they beat the Falcons. And they played the Patriots in the Super Bowl in Jacksonville. They played the Patriots in the Super Bowl in Jacksonville.
So now we already
beat the Falcons.
Vikings are next.
The Vikings are next.
And it's going
to
be
and
the Eagles.
Jacksonville is in the fucking contention to be the other team to play.
Now, I know everyone's going to say, I mean, for some reason, TV and all these people out there will not give Eagles their props. They won't. They're the number one team. You know, they were first seed, but for some reason, they're still the underdogs. The one guy on the sports show yesterday was like, well, I guess we got to give, you know, he said that they were the number one seed. They were the underdogs, but, and they pulled through somehow. I guess we got to give them their props. Like, what?
Everyone's going to pick Minnesota.
Of course they are.
Everyone's going to pick Minnesota, and we're going to win.
I think it's going to be the Eagles against New England.
I think it's going to be Eagles versus Jacksonville.
I hope it's Jacksonville because I don't want New England to go to another Super Bowl.
I'm sick of fucking New England.
Like, Tom Brady needs to retire and let someone else have a turn.
Let him go.
They need to put an age limit on the NFL and just say 40's too old. Like, once you hit 40, like, yes, you need to go find another job.
I had some Tom Brady notes here.
Tom Brady, man. Who else wants to see Tom Brady?
Listen to this shit.
What's that?
The Patriots won 9 straight division winners.
Really?
Yeah. 8 straight first round byes and 7 straight AFC championship games.
Well, see, that's the thing I don't get.
Crazy.
I mean, people talk like the Patriots are they're the best. I'm sure they're probably one of the best teams in the NFL, but they're not the greatest. They're not unstoppable.
This is the greatest team ever assembled. Not this year's version of the Patriots.
I'm sure they're a good team.
The team.
There's no doubt they're a good team.
Belichick and Brady, it's just the best.
There's no doubt it's a good team, but they're not unstoppable. Like,
they should have lost last year. And
let's
they should
not
beat
even
the
counting to the. Not,
they shouldn't have beat the Seahawks. They shouldn't have beat the Seahawks. They lost twice to the Giants, and they should have lost to the Falcons. They can be beat.
Not even when it comes to Super Bowl. Like, just in a regular season alone, they're not undefeated. Like, their teams have beaten them for some reason. They don't talk about it until it comes to the Super Bowl, and then everyone wants to talk like, oh my God, it's going to be the Patriots. Like, there's some great team that's unstoppable. They're not unstoppable.
Yeah, they seem to be unstoppable.
They seem to be. I mean,
now I'm not saying they can't be stopped.
For some reason, everyone's
win.
On like Tom Brady.
I'm hoping Jacksonville wins.
Junk
but I'm
for
just
some
saying.
Reason. Like, everyone's on Tom Brady's junk. Like. They're
well,
just
Tom Brady's got 5 Super
what
Bowls.
They call
one
it,
of the quarterbacks won 5 Super Bowls.
I got
Tom Brady's
I get it.
In 7 Super Bowls. No quarterback has ever played in 7 Super Bowls. And how can you knock that?
I mean, I don't knock
Bill
it.
Bill Belichick.
I don't knock
has
it.
Won
he's good.
Seven.
Yeah,
he's been on
he's
7
good.
Teams. 5 as a head coach, played in 7. He's played in 9 Super Bowls as a coach. Bill Belichick.
Who was he the coach of before?
He was the defensive coordinator of the New York Giants.
Okay.
When they won 2 Super Bowls.
Oh, okay.
And he was the fucking and he won 2 rings with the Giants, and he won 5 with New England, and he went to 7. He lost to the Giants
right.
2 times.
Well, it'll make it 8 because they're about to go this year.
I don't know.
I really.
I don't know. I'm not counting out
Jacksonville. I wanted Pittsburgh to beat Jacksonville today because I'm like, if anyone can beat New England, it's Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh can beat them.
Do not count out.
I don't know. No. I said this was going to be a weekend of upsets. I had a feeling there's going to be a lot of upsets this weekend. The teams that people expect. I picked the Eagles, New England,
you picked New England,
the Vikings. I only got Pittsburgh wrong. I got all the rest
of
them wrong.
You got
that's it. Just Pittsburgh. I picked the Vikings. I picked New England. I picked the Eagles. And what's the other game I'm missing?
Wait. You picked New England.
Mm-hmm.
You picked the Vikings.
I picked Pittsburgh and the Eagles. I'm missing the Eagles.
You got the Eagles.
I got Pittsburgh wrong. That's it.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Sure?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm positive.
Let's check
stats here.
Check my notes.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, you got Pittsburgh's the only team you got wrong.
Yeah. I got 2.
I got every fucking game right.
Well, that just makes
I got every game wrong.
That just
last
puts
week.
You back on
no
the
let's
board.
Talk about that. No one wants to talk about that.
Yeah.
Right?
That just,
no one wants to talk about that.
That
right?
just puts you back on the board, you know. Now you're in even playing field.
This guy went 2 for 2.
What is that? Did Deion Sanders get hair?
Oh yeah.
What?
Yo. If anybody out there listening, where the fuck did Deion Sanders get hair from?
What?
That motherfucker was bald. Like, he was bald for the last 10 years.
Bro,
where the fuck did he get hair? He has, like, a fucking crisp shape up. Like,
he must have got hair from the same place Donald Trump gets his from. They must go to the same spot. The hair plugs.
It's, like, crazy. I'm like, wait, why does Deion? Is that hair?
Does he have a receding hairline?
No.
No receding hairline?
Deion Sanders has hair all of a sudden.
Usually people
he had
whip.
A Jerry curl. Then he had a box. Then he had an S curl. And then all of a sudden he came out of nowhere with a balding. So I figured he was balding. But now this motherfucker's got a fucking whole head of a whole wig.
Usually people who are bald, like completely bald, shave their head because they're getting a receding hairline or their hair's starting to thin out and fall out or they're getting gray hair or something like that. That's usually why people all of a sudden go bald out of nowhere. He would have like a receding hairline all the way back to the back of his head.
Yeah, but he's got hair now. Like a full head of hair.
I'm telling you, he must have to the same
time.
Place that Donald Trump goes.
I don't know where the fuck Prime got that. Yeah, the Jerry Springer.
The Jerry Springer school of hair.
School of hair.
Yeah, there must be some secret hair club that we don't know about. Oh, I have a full head of hair, you know. So I don't need to go there yet, but.
I had the best picks, though. Back to the picks. I had the best picks of the week.
And you know what?
I think I need an applause.
Applaud
me.
Yeah, you definitely.
Where's my applause? Where's the applause?
Definitely,
at?
Definitely. You get applause
applaud
for
me.
That. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
My God, that was, you just ruined my applause. Hold up. Let's go.
That was louder clapping.
Yeah, I deserve an applause. A correct applause. Thank you. Thank you. I am beating everybody. I'm tied with everybody.
You're tied now.
I think one person is one game ahead of me.
You're tied now. That just put you back on the map. That's all. That just put you on evil play, though. Because if you would have lost all of them this week, you would have been out. I would have...
Yeah.
Disqualified you myself.
Yeah, I would have been out.
I would have disqualified you out of the competition.
So, that guy that was shooting at the cops was like,
"Break yourself, fool!"
Yes. Yeah, well, maybe he was thinking this. Like, it was just,
We got arrested for being black on a Friday night.
I'll try with you, right?
Maybe he got arrested.
It was a misdemeanor, so I thought we'd be out right away.
Maybe he got arrested for being black on a Monday night.
Nah,
like,
he was white. He was a white dude.
Was,
popping off at the fucking cops.
Yeah, so. Usually the ones that go nuts. They, you know,
I don't know if he
you
went nuts. I don't know if he went nuts. I want to know what the story was.
I know. They're not saying nothing. Like, who else just has a shooting and you don't tell about it? Nothing.
I know.
Nothing.
Swept under the rug because they
I've searched online. Like,
smoke that.
They're not even
boy.
Releasing the guy's name or the motive or nothing. Like,
poor lad.
The last clip that was posted online about it was the day that they found him dead in his house. Nothing has been posted since then. It's
I know.
Been quiet.
Like,
completely
sight,
quiet.
It's a wrap.
No name was released. No, who was the girl he was with? No, you know, I'm not even gonna say. We drove past the house. So I wanted to see. Like, I wanted to find the house. I wanted to see what happened. It's around this corner from me. I had to scope out the scene. You know. Their house, the lights was on. People was eating pizza. They were having a party.
The door was like fucking hanging on the fucking...
The door wasn't even hooked up. Like, it wasn't even connected to the... Whatever the things are that you connect the door to. It wasn't even connected.
The hinges?
The hinges. They just leaned it against the wall. Like, you could see inside of the house.
Yeah, they
like,
were, like, eating pizza.
Yeah, they had, like...
Like somebody didn't just get smoked in the crib.
Yeah, like, they didn't just have shards of wood all over their front yard because... Whoever, I don't know.
Their door off.
I don't know if they lived there. Or...
Barricade buster to break down the door.
And then they sent robots in.
And they were like,
"Thank you for your cooperation."
After they shot him in the head.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
okay.
Have a nice day.
And then I found one news report right that said, yeah, the guy was in custody. They also found a woman in the house. She was in custody also. She was being taken down for questioning. The guy had minor injuries, wasn't going to the hospital, and next he's dead. Come on. But they're saying he didn't die from their bullets. They made sure, like, to point out there, they showed all his shots, like, all his bullets in the armored truck. But they didn't say his motive. Now, if they didn't kill him, wouldn't you want to say he overdosed? He killed himself. This guy had mental issues. They'd want to. They're not saying anything because they know they killed him. They killed that poor, poor, innocent 24-year-old boy.
Wait, hold on. You get the spark alert because no way shooting at the cops is innocent.
I get it. Of course not.
Spark alarm. There's no way that this kid was fucking innocent at all.
Of course he wasn't.
You get a double.
Of course he wasn't innocent. I'm just kidding.
Innocent.
Of course he wasn't innocent.
He definitely wasn't an innocent
kid.
No,
definitely wasn't.
I mean,
he was just having a bad day. Probably found his girl, came home, found his girlfriend sleeping with his best friend, and just started fucking
shooting at
her.
Like,
she started
shooting
at her. Now he saw cops coming around. Maybe he hates cops. Maybe he's a cop hater. Like, get the fuck out of here.
24 years old?
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe they were
That's
in his yard.
That. Fucking shotgun.
Maybe that's what he's thinking.
Right? An old man on his sitting on his front porch in his rocking chair with his shotgun. Like, you get out of here, you coppers.
Years old.
He's a baby. Baby. Like, what I wouldn't give to be 24 again.
Yeah, those were long, long,
right,
long
gone.
Long, long, long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
24 years ago. Wow. That was fucking.
I'm 34 now. 13
years ago. 13 years for me.
Yeah. We're old heads here, okay? I'm an old B.
Yeah, one of them old bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting old over here. And this one.
When this song came out.
He's about to hit the big 4-0.
Oh.
Soon enough. Soon enough.
Well, listen, man, it's gonna get off of here. Fucking
gotta go back
else?
To work.
Work in the morning.
Back to work.
Getting.
Gotta go make the donuts.
Yeah.
This week I went by quick. The weekends always go by so quick, and then the work week just drags on. It takes forever.
I know.
The
every
weekend to come.
Time.
And then before you know it, like today, we woke up, and next thing I know, it's 7:30. I'm like, what the heck? Where did the time go?
Like, I know. It's like fucking 3.5 hours per game, and then after that, it's a wrap.
Right? Day is over.
That's a wrap.
You got to go to work in a couple hours.
Yeah. Well.
Stay tuned. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be back on. Hopefully back to our regular schedule now that.
Yeah, that we're back on.
Back on track.
Well, have a nice night. Signing off.
Take that, take that, take that. Come on. Sicker than your average. Pop a twist, cabbage on instinct. Niggas don't think shit. Stink, pink gators. My Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn.
That's right.
Dead right. It's the head right. Biggie there. Air night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose. Never choose to. Bruce.